Does it feel like a game week now?
Yes, it does. Feels real, if you will.
Do you feel the energy ramp up? Do you feel it in practice?
Oh yeah, yeah. The excitement, the attention to detail, sense of urgency. All those things are turned up a little bit.
What are you expecting Sunday in Cleveland?
A divisional game, so that means AFC North, hard-fought, physical football game. Just doing anything we can to try and find a way to win the game.
Ben, some of the guys were saying in OTAs you were pretty tuned in, attention to detail, urgency. How can you tell it's up a little bit this week?
I think part of it is because of the game plan. You know, you've got a game plan, so you've got the execution is different than just calling kind of a no-huddle play or whatever. You know, you've got to be dialed in because it's a run-pass check. It's a, you know, there's just a lot of kind of details that you need to be on.
And for an opening game, film-wise, they've changed a lot of personnel. What do you do? Is it a little bit harder to prepare than it is after you're in the middle of the season?
For sure. Watch some preseason stuff. Watch some Saints stuff. Anything you can to watch Coach Williams' defense.
And that's early. What's your impression of Vance McDonald?
Really good stuff. He's learning. We've got some good guys to learn from. Jesse knows this offense really well and does some great things. Same thing with X. So I'm going to keep pushing him. We've got to be careful because we don't want to overload him, but we're excited to see what he can do on the field.
And a lot of people talk about your contemplating retirement in the offseason, but for you, as far as the motivation for coming back,
winning.
What was the primary motivation, and how much have the moves they've made here in the last 2 weeks helped that?
Well, we're just, we're going to go out and give everything we have. I'm going to do the same thing. And having the offensive line that we have, this group of guys, makes it fun. You know, you want to win for them as well as the fans and the Roonies.
Will you treat this like a last lap just in case?
No, I'm going to treat this like the most important football game of the season.
Ben, will you recognize Cleveland when it's snow?
I know it's going to be crazy. I saw the forecast 70 and sunny, and I wasn't sure it was ever really sunny in Cleveland, so I was excited that we're not going to play late in the season.
Ben, is your pass rush a lot better with all they put into it?
They put a lot. They got a lot of young guys, and they've obviously invested a lot in this team in general. And we're going to be aware of where their pass rushers are, as well as their secondary guys too. It's a very good defense. We have our hands full.
Your number one pick said that when asked on draft day, what one person do you want to go after, and he said Big Ben. Do you register that? Does that register with you?
No, he wouldn't be the only guy that wants to get after him.
What's your approach to that when a guy says that kind of thing?
I've been playing this game for 14 years now. He was not the first or the last person to talk about trying to get me. I'm just blessed to have a group in front of me that's going to help protect that.
How do they kind of react to those sort of challenges?
You'll have to ask them, but I know they always step up to the challenge. They always want to protect me, open up things in the run game. So they take great pride in being the best in the business, and that's why I think they are.
Ben, you think you'll have to calm Martavis down a little bit on Sunday?
We'll probably all need to calm down a little bit. We'll all be juiced up and ready to go. It's not just football, it's AFC North football. You know, it's like I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't remember all the games, but other than Baltimore a couple years ago, I never remembered opening with divisional play. It's kind of crazy, but you know, so it kind of amps it up even more.
It's not lost on everybody that the first three picks are all the lockers around you. How much have you tried to be a mentor to those guys and show some leadership in front of helping them around?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a twofold. It was one, because I wanted the young guys around so I could try and pass on some things that were passed on to me, and they're rookies, so I never anticipated being at their locker very much, so I get more room.
What do you pass on?
Steeler tradition, Steeler way. For TJ being next to me, it's obviously different. I can't talk to him about offensive things that I can talk to James and Juju about, but I just want them to – I want to tell stories about guys that I played with, about how we play, how we practice, just anything that I picked up along my way.
Was there a player that was really most influential on you as a rookie that kind of imparted that type of Steeler way wisdom?
Probably Jerome. I mean, I know he did it for a lot of people, but he was a guy that I was close to and just enjoyed playing with and passed all those things on to me.
Ben, could you speak about the potential of this team? And now that Martavis is back, Le'Veon Bell is back, Joe Hayden, minicamp and training camp is all behind you, and it's time for the real games.
All right. Well, we're excited that it's finally here, like I said. You know, we always feel that we can be as good as we want to be. We can't stop ourselves. But like we always say, we're not going to look at the big picture because we have to look at one game, and it's the most important game of the season is the opener at Cleveland. We have to give that everything we have because they're a good football team and because, like I said, it's division football.
What's the identity of this offense as you go to week one?
Wait and see. You know, we've got a lot of different weapons, a lot of different players, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Because like Martavis, Le'Veon, Antonio, and you haven't played a ton together the last 2 years, so what's kind of a realistic expectation for that?
Wait and see. I don't know. We'll see.
When you're telling these guys all this Steelers tradition and lore, do you find them eagerly soaking it in, or is it, all right, let the old guy talk for a while and then...
No, I feel like it's, you know, we did some of it today a little bit, you know, asking them who their teams were growing up and things like that. And no, I feel like they, you know, they look at the old man that, you know, like I said, Juju, I think, was 6 years old when I first started. And they're just they're young guys that are impressionable. And I want to be able to pass on things that were passed on to me. And I don't think they're just letting the old man talk. I think they're actually enjoying it.
Yeah, Ben, you made the statement last year about the follow me. I mean, is that leadership something when you name captain for like the ninth year in a row? Is that leadership thing something that takes on more importance each year with you?
Well, it's an honor to be voted team captain by these guys. The rich tradition and history that's here, I don't take that lightly. You know, that means a lot to me, and I want to be a leader both on and off the field. That's in the locker room, just any way I can be. So. I try and step up when it comes to that.